I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the days when kids still race sailboats and soapbox cars. Back in the days before TV and video games and before the internet, youngsters had to find other forms of entertainment. If you were a boy growing up in Kane in the 1930s, chances are at some point that you built a balsa wood airplane, a model yacht, or a model car. Probably all three. These boats, airplanes, and cars were proudly displayed at shows at the Kane Armory and in shop windows around town. In 1931, the Spring Water Company on Fraley Street displayed the handiwork of youthful enthusiasts as part of their annual YMCA Yacht Club races. Any boy under 16 years of age could enter the big event, provided that his model ship was under 21 inches in length and carried only one mast. The races were held on the Evergreen Park Pond, with the winner's name being engraved on the Moffitt Cup. Upon winning the race 2 years in a row, the triumphant boy skipper could claim the cup as his own. In 1934, 20 boys entered the competition for the cup, with young George Lingle winning the prize for best model ship, in addition to having previously won the cup in 1932. The boats were raced in pairs, starting from the North Shore and heading towards the concrete wall at the sidewalk on Chestnut Street. Francis Bodine was the winner in 1934, as a good-sized gallery looked on. The model boat race was a favorite event of kids and adults alike and was remembered long after the Pond Park was filled in to make way for new tennis courts. The Soapbox Derby, which continues today with its annual finals still held in Akron, was instituted nationally in 1934. These finely crafted kid-built soapbox cars, propelled only by gravity, were raced on the Chestnut Street Hill in front of the high school beginning in the 1930s. The event reached its peak popularity in the 1950s and continued in Kane into the 1970s. In 1958, Teddy Nelson won the Kane Derby and also took the checkered flag at the McKean County race before being eliminated in the pre-race heats in Akron, where he was reportedly entertained royally. The following year, Mike Petruni was runner-up in the McKean race, but won the Kane Derby with a blazing time of 29.8 seconds. In 1965, Gary Rossman, Gary Anderson, Bob Mount, and Harry Reisinger entered the race, with Will James of the Kane Kiwanis Club in charge of local participation. Harry won the Crazy Cart race ahead of Mount, Rossman, and Anderson in that order. In 1972, Michael Morrison smoked all other drivers in the county with his time of 25.2 seconds. As winner of the Bradford race, he also earned the right to compete in the National Derby in Akron. The following year was a bad one for the National Soapbox Derby, as 14-year-old James Gronin of Boulder, Colorado, was stripped of his racing crown for using an ingenious electromagnetic motor to launch his racer down Derby Hill, a jump ahead of its competitors. Chevrolet pulled its company sponsorship due to the scandal after 36 years. Even the good old American Soapbox Derby was not safe in the scandalous 1970s. It's probably about that time that kids got bored with the sport and the adults moved in. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.